Radio 1310, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's a ticket flashback. 10 years of ticket history brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
1998. Current owner Tom Hicks bought the Rangers for $250 million on January 7, 1998. Texas went on to win the AL West flag on September 25, 1998 with a 88-74 record. The Yankees swept them in three games of the ALDS. Juan Gonzalez won his second American League MVP award. Barry Switzer resigned as Cowboys head coach on January 9, 1998. Chan Gailey came on board February 12th and led the team to a 10-6 record and an NFC East title. During a locker room tussle in summer training camp in Wichita Falls, Michael Irvin cuts teammate Everett McIver with the scissors. The Mavs ended the 97-98 season with a 20-62 record, but beat the world champ Bulls in overtime on March 12th in front of 18,255, the largest crowd to see a sporting event at Reunion Arena. Dallas acquired Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash on June 24th. The Stars ended the 97-98 season with a 49-22-11 record to win the President's Trophy for the first time in franchise history, but lost in six games in the conference finals to Detroit. Dallas signed free agent Brett Hull on July 3, 1998. The Broncos decked the Packers in the Super Bowl 31-24. The Yankees swept the Padres in four games to win the World Series. The Bulls beat Utah in six for the NBA crown. The Wings swept the Caps in four for the Stanley Cup. The NHL played for the first time in the Winter Olympics in Japan. Tennessee wore the college football crown. Kentucky downed Utah for the NCAA hoop title. And France shut out Brazil 3-0 to win the World Cup. President Clinton was accused in the White House sex scandal but denied affairs with Monica Lewinsky. He was later impeached along party lines by the House on two charges. 76 million watched the last episode of Seinfeld. Titanic won a record 11 Academy Awards. Europeans agreed on single currency, the euro. Frank Sinatra died at 82 of a heart attack. Also passing in 98 were Sonny Bono and Florence Griffith Joyner. The year was 1998, and the Hardline won the first charity challenge on ice 4-2. Guys Night Out debuted every month with an early form of the Ticket Time Wasters. Ticket stock moved to the Plano Center. The Bob Sturm Show started on nights, and Gordo slept in Cat's bed at the Super Bowl.
Coming up again at 4:50, it's another ticket flashback to the year 1999. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is 10. Desperately hoping for a spanking from the Ticket Chicks. It's our birthday party live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Dodge, Tanqueray, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's 23 to 12.
Where was it, hon?
It was 23 to 12. Did you just call me, hon?
Yeah.
Oh.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Wait, we're talking about Casey's missed field goal?
No, not Casey. We're talking about St. Louis and Carolina.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
But they never had a chance to go up 14. They never touched the ball again once they were hit 11. Okay. It's a 10. It's 10. Well, I was just going to break it.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Time for the e-break, brought to you by Just Breaks. Y'all remember the first e-break we did? When did we start this? 98?
You're the czar of the e-break.
I know, and I can't remember.
What
Fernando,
was
you know?
First e-break.
97 or 98?
Like the 98, 99, I think.
Yeah.
It's been about 5 years.
Wait, what was it?
I think it was
summer of 98.
But it was something that was so big that we said, man, we need to just make a segment out of this.
Was it Cruella DeVille?
I think
no,
it was.
I don't think so. I think
we
were before that.
Well, we're missing some of our early e-breaks, like Cruella DeVille, when Gordo did the story on puppies that had been found in a freezer, and the woman had been arrested, and I said, her name is Cruella DeVille, and one laid out.
Yeah, no one knew.
I had to explain. Remember, she was the main lady in 101 Dalmatians? But anyway, we've been doing the e-break for about 6 years or so, and we do have some of the classics, some really good ones. We played this one the other day on the morning show just because we wanted to laugh, but we'll play it now here in the afternoon. This is maybe the worst live spot ever done at the Ticket, and that's saying something. When one of us gives an endorsement for a product, we'll mess up from time to time, get sidetracked, start laughing, but no one got more distracted than Rick Arnett talking about Westdale, I don't know, 5 years ago or so.
They get all the amenities you need, and they even have a golf course right on site. In fact, you may have a course view. Par three holes, award-winning par three course, one of the best in the Texas. Every hole over water, so get your short game in order and check it out today. Westdale Hills over in Euless, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Let me know. And tell me you're on the ticket.
The phone number.
Forgot the phone number. I don't remember. Oh, wait. Oh, here it is. 888-218-0671. 888-218-0671. Thank you, Westdale.
Thank you.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
To relax.
And that's what do you incredible. Think threw him off? The best in the Texas? Once yeah. he said that, he knew he had
yeah, he
blown
started
the tire.
Swerving. He started swerving there.
That's a good guy who's walking along, and that was his stumble, and he keeps stumbling, and he can never right himself, and eventually just falls on his face.
Best in the Texas.
And I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
So
let me know.
Let me know. He just broke down and stopped talking.
What, were we supposed to voicemail him? What? How are we going to let him know?
And what was the phone number? 787-382-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-
And he got the laughs, and it's one thing to get the laughs if you're trying to deliver a news story. It's another thing if you're talking about somebody dying.
This is my favorite one of all time, though.
I think this is my favorite, too.
And recovering a body, and especially if the body is the son of Dr. J. Can we find a better time to laugh?
And the reason he's giggling is because he says the word pee-pee.
Yeah. All because of that word.
And he thinks that's so funny that he got to say that word.
He's willing to sacrifice an entire ticker.
Right.
And credibility for this ticker.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Erving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
It's called the schlong.
Sorry, it's a death.
Wrap it up, you're done. You'll never recover.
It's a death, and I'm trying to be serious. Investigators say trees obscured the view of the pond, and Corey Irvin was found in the back seat, evidence that he was trying to get out. That's ticker service of Burger King. Visit Burger King now and get two Whopper sandwiches, America's favorite burger, for just $2. Two juicy frame-broiled Whopper sandwiches for $2 at Burger King. Price of participation may vary for a limited time only. I'm Dave Lane reminding you to get select ticket t-shirts while they last for just $10 during our summer clearance sale online at www.theticket.com.
I know. It is so funny.
No. All right, here's Norm's biggest meltdown, perhaps, since joining the ticket. He tried for about a week to get Kip Keno on, long-distance runner who apparently does a lot of charity work, and it's a great story, so great that Norm tried at least three or four times to get him on. He finally got him on, and in the cell phone that Kip Keno was on, they couldn't hear each other, and Norm decided to ride it out for about a minute and a half.
Now we have made contact with a gentleman. That I'm looking forward to talking to. He's not there? Oh, what happened for you? If you would, tell me on the air what happened here.
He was there, and okay. Then we brought him up.
Oh, disconnected. Okay, let's go back and see if we can get that number back, Frio. Joining us from Kenya on the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Keno. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
Yeah.
Kip, at what point did you and your wife decide you would take whatever earnings you had and try to do something for the children of Kenya?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's funny. Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my. Is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay. Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
It is bad. I can't hear.
Okay. Thank you, Kip. We will try Kip Keno back. Frito, this is a guy we got to keep trying because his story is one of the most remarkable. Frito, good going. I know dealing with Kenyan phone systems and cell phones in Kenya must be an adventure.
We'll try giving him a call back when he can do it from a landline. How's that?
Okay, good. In fact, why don't you try right now to call him back
set it up.
And ask him when he'll be on a landline.
Okay.
Okay? Frito, yeah, right.
Do you remember for how many weeks he teased having Kip Keno on the show? And today we're going to try to get a hold of Kip Keno.
Kip Keno.
That must have gone on for 3 weeks.
And then finally they get him on and they had that meltdown. Oh, gosh. All right, this is my all-time favorite. This is June of a couple years ago when the Kings and the Lakers were going to go to Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. And whoever was supposed to do tickers this Saturday morning was late. So a guy by the name of Alexi Wall thought, I can do a ticket ticker. He'd never been on the air before, but he figured he'd grab some copy, give some scores, and give the P1 what had happened the night before in the world of sports, and it is, without question, the worst ticker in the history of the ticket.
The Lakers make the call, all that and next on the ticket ticker.
Summer's here in Hall.
Have a happy summer.
You named one item and then said all of that and next.
Last night was a big night on the TV, with the NBA having two games in the finals for both the East and Western Conference. The LA Lakers won over the Sacramento Kings, 106-102, getting most of the calls at home, so Sacramento will probably go home. And Vlade will be happy with that. In the other final in the Eastern Conference, New Jersey and Boston. New Jersey ends the series and wins it over Boston with a 96-88 victory. Their win makes the first time they've gone to the NBA Finals without the doctor. And in baseball, we had the Rangers, who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win. And I don't have a score on that game. Also in baseball, the Astros played the Cubs yesterday and won 4-1. Mariners won because they're in the Western Conference. We're keeping up with them. They lost 8-7 to the Orioles. Also in golf going on, Greg Norman leads the Kemper Open. At age 47, he hasn't won in the last 5 years. But he has a lead, and I think he's at minus 10 going into the weekend where he just might choke. We're reminding you right here on Sports Radio 10 The Ticket to keep in touch with your fitness with George DeJean and the Train Station Fitness Show. And coming up next, you have the T-Box coming after that. Keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's the trouble.
Man, that is so horrible. I love the way he started it by saying it was a big night on TV last night, not in the sports world, but it was a big night on TV.
Yeah, and the ratings must have been pretty good.
And the way he ended it by saying, keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310.
Oh, gosh, it's funny. All right, up next, David Robinson used to do a show here on The Ticket. And he and Johnny Showtime Barnes got into a fight on the air where they had to be separated. Now, is Johnny still working with David Robinson also?
Not that I know of.
Well, maybe this is why, when they got into a fist fight on the air.
Now, we understand you sent Johnny Showtime home last night.
Yeah. Did you really do that, Dave? Send him home?
At least let him work his last couple of days.
No, that's okay.
I don't want to work for him.
No, he was dead.
Dave, you sent him home, really? You sent Johnny home?
Come on, be a man about it. Say it.
Yeah.
I need to shut the...
What you gonna do about it? Davey? You can't do nothing about it. I will beat your ass.
Sit down, David.
Sit down, David.
God almighty.
Be cool. Sit down.
Come on. Are you sitting down too, Johnny? Sit down.
Scott Strong.
God almighty.
What it?
Wow.
A live fight on the air between Johnny Showtime Barnes and David Robinson also. All right, we got time for one more. This is Grego. And the key word here is Vicodin. You remember this?
This is Grego talking for 5 minutes on something and didn't know what he was talking about.
But he saw it.
It was so emphatic about
it. Yeah, he couldn't believe the story about Vicodin and then called Expo out because he brought up the word Vicodin on the ticket.
See the story on Vicodin the other night? How that's the new drug of choice out in Hollywood?
No. I didn't see that.
See that?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that story for real?
I did. I can't believe they're abusing it like that.
Yeah. Like, this guy, this actor.
I mean, young people.
Yeah. Said he was taking 100 a week. Going to Tijuana to get them.
You know what?
Big deal, so am I.
And Matthew Perry was one of the guys. That was what he was addicted to.
Speak up,
Watch
Renee.
The levels there. How can you be addicted to that?
I have no idea.
What, do you mix it with booze or drink it on it? Nice. Or eat it? Take it on its own.
You just keep eating it.
No, Brett Favre was addicted to Vicodin, Expo.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I did too.
What did you think?
Oh.
Wow.
How about you said something else? Okay, my bad.
Big, disinterested, distracted Grego.
Stop looking at the calendar. Get out of here, Teresa. Get out. No, Teresa, no.
Leave that here with me.
God, what did you think we were talking about?
I can't believe I said that. Expo. Vicodin.
He was addicted to Vicodin, Expo.
It's so funny because he jumps into the conversation right after Corby said Vicodin, and he jumps in with such enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, sure. I saw that. I can't believe they're abusing it like that.
That's unbelievable what they're doing with that.
All right, there's some classic e-breaks for you. It's 4:08 here on the ticket. And up next, we're going to have a 10th birthday edition of News in the News.